again.
Yes.
It is our long-awaited Comicpalooza retrospective. Or it's not even, we did the retrospective, it's already up. This is the live podcast that we did on the floor with the folks from Comicpalooza. So
take a guess at attendance this year for Comicpalooza. We got the numbers another day.
I heard it was pretty big.
51,000 in attendance over the weekend.
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Was that good?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what their pass
was. Pass has always been 40, 45. It's been like pushing towards 50, so it's above average.
Okay, nice. I secured our panel rooms for the Haunted Halloween show, speaking yes. of conventions. Now, you're in charge of the panels, so I secured, you know, we talked about it on the phone, but just so the listeners know, I secured the space. So we either have two somewhat small rooms, or we have one...
Big one.
Big one. So we'll figure it out from there. And
yeah, we'll see.
But we will be having panel discussions at Scary Dad's Halloween show, which we didn't have last year, so that'll be good. And we'll have more details on that.
Yes. Yes, we will.
So, without further ado, this is episode 88 of the Scary Dad podcast. We're just creeping along to that 100. And we're going to... Oh, actually, sorry. This is 89. My bad.
It's true, yes.
89. I was looking at the wrong page. So we've got two Comicpalooza episodes, and I've got notes scribbled on everything. It says Gomez clips, which... All right. So it's episode 89. It is June 25th, so this will round out. This will be the end of June. So we're already a third of the way through the summer.
Yes, it's been feeling like it.
Yeah. And we're going to start off with... All right. On this date in 1876 was the Battle of Little Bighorn. This was also the death of Lieutenant Colonel George Custer. Saw a meme not too long ago that's like... I don't even know why he would want to fight in a battle called Custer's Last Stand anyway.
It kind of gives it away there as far as the end goes.
Like, man, I wouldn't even have shown up to that one. Okay. This was a little bit interesting. On this date in 1910, Congress passes the aptly named Mann Act. It's M-A-N-N, but it's the Mann Act.
Yeah.
And the Mann Act prohibits interstate transport of females for immoral purposes. The ambiguous language was used to selectively prosecute people for years.
So you can all the males all you want, just you can't do females.
Well, you could be driving. You can drive across state lines with your wife, and they can pop you and be like,
"Mann Act."
Mann Act. Okay, I'm gonna preface this with. A couple of weeks ago, you're like, have you ever heard of that chick that wrote the diary?
Yes.
Okay. I think that same night, I went home, and somebody posted a thing on Twitter. It was like, this is why I have no faith in humanity. Because he posted a thing saying that chick who wrote Frankenstein is getting a biopic. It was obviously a joke, but his Twitter was just full of all kinds of evil. Like, people pissed off, like, she has a name, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, dude, it was a joke. But in this date in 1947, it's really no laughing matter, but just the way people get offended about speech and stuff. It's Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank was published on this date in 1947.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of...
Sans dirty jokes.
Yeah, without the dirty jokes. It's weird how, like, when we talk about something one week, then...
Yeah, it pops up.
Yeah. On this date, June 25th, 1950, the Korean War begins when the North invades the South. So, that war kind of just ended. Or they're talking about wanting it to end.
Wanting the aggression to end. They basically have their own little Cold War going on.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Well, the war itself, they've been pretty much at, like, on truce.
Right.
But the actual war itself, officially, I don't know if it's... I don't know, because people keep getting sideways out in places where we don't live. I don't know exactly what's going on with it.
I know Dennis Rodman's supposed to be helping with the North Korea talks right now. I did see that today.
The world is nuts, dude.
Let me tell you about it, bro.
Dude.
It's laughable at this point.
Okay. Okay, when Dennis Rodman was playing, he was an entertaining guy. You know, he was colorful, he was entertaining, he was a good player.
Right.
But who would have known that in his second life,
like, he'd be an ambassador to North Korea.
Like,
just weird, man.
Okay, and on this date in 1984, Prince releases Purple Rain. Breakthrough. Major record.
Yo, you think?
Well, influential on so many levels.
Yeah.
Still, it's in heavy rotation. Every day, you're going to hear at least two or three songs off that record.
Movie was just groundbreaking as well.
That record is I don't want to say more popular now, but with the oldie stations and the classic rock and everybody, because it crosses genres. I mean, when it came out, you would have considered it probably just pop, you know. And a lot of people put him in the same category as like Michael Jackson, because he was black and weird. I mean, really, but Prince had, with the songwriting and the composing, the guitar,
it's incredible.
The just the showmanship. I mean, he was, call it a ringmaster in so many different kinds of rings. You know.
You know, when he passed away, my son was just amazed, because he knew how big of a Prince fan I was, but he never realized just the impact and the talent that Prince actually had. And you realize, over his career, he essentially released an album every year his entire career. The guy had over 30 albums he released.
Mm-hmm.
Not including greatest hits compilations and shit like that.
Yeah.
30 individual albums he released during his career. That is amazing, dude. And there's still stuff that has never been released. That's the thing. There's a vault of music there that the man created. It's phenomenal, dude.
Well, for a long time, because he had everybody thought he was so weird because of his unnameable symbol. But that was really smart, because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to...
Release an album every year, right?
Prince was his real name. Prince was his real name. Right. It was his stage name, but his real name was Prince. So whenever he got sideways with Sony, he couldn't release music under his name. So he's like, okay, well, I'll change my name. They're like, no, we've got you. He's like, okay, well, then I'll change my name to an unpronounceable symbol.
Right.
And you can't have that. And then whenever he finally fixed it, then he came back out as himself. But... very, very smart.
I love his story that Kevin Smith tells about him. I don't know if you ever saw the video of that.
Oh, about how he wanted him to do it, like, a
documentary. Essentially, he hired him to do a documentary that was only for him. He spent the weekend with Prince, filmed it, they did the documentary, did the edits, and Prince took it and put it in his vault. And it was never seen by anybody.
That's awesome.
It is incredible, man.
Well, I like how I think one of the last records had Dave Chappelle on the cover. Yeah, dressed as him.
Yeah.
He's like, why would I be mad about that? That's awesome. All right, so let's see. On this date, 6/25/1903, George Orwell was born. Man, if that guy would have known how exactly prophetic he really was. 1956, food critic and world traveler Anthony Bourdain. You know who he is?
No.
Okay.
The name is familiar. I've seen the name before.
He's one of those guys who travels around the world eating stuff.
Okay, it's Bourdain, right?
Yeah.
I've seen the name before.
1961, Ricky Gervais.
The English comedian. Correct?
Correct.
Yes.
He's sometimes funny, mostly just kind of snide. I don't really like him that much. He just kind of seems pretentious.
Yeah, he does. Sorry about distraction. I got a young Bill Moseley on the television over here.
Oh, nice.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. It's a young Otis Firefly.
Old Chop Top himself. And on this date, in 1963, George Michael. So it's weird how these things sometimes, because 2016, we lost George Michael and Prince.
Right.
George Purple Rain was released on George Michael's birthday. And now we get into notable deaths. Notable deaths is kind of dark.
Okay.
Okay, so first we lost George Custer, 1876. Yeah. Okay, you ever heard of Charles Starkweather?
No.
Charles Starkweather was a spree killer. She served like 20-something years in prison, but he's a 19-year-old or 20-year-old kid, and his like 14-year-old girlfriend went on a killing spree all around like Nebraska and Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Ended up killing 11 people, mostly with shotgun blasts to the head.
Wow.
And
so natural born killer style, basically.
Yeah, Natural Born Killers is based on him.
Okay.
As was the movie California, as was The Frighteners. Remember that one?
Yeah. Okay.
So, and a couple of others that are not as well known. But if you thought that was bad, in 1990, a guy named Ronald Green Simmons was executed.
I remember him.
In 1987, he went on a spree killing 16 people. Most of them were his family and fellow co-workers.
Okay.
And what he did was on Christmas, when people were supposed to come over to the house, as they showed up, he killed them.
Wow.
He shot them. He shot the people, shot the adults, and like strangled the kids.
Jesus.
And he had like I think 11 of them just dead in his house. And then he sat around drinking beer and playing solitaire for like 3 days before he had to go back to work. And then he killed the people at work. And then he went and held a receptionist at gunpoint. And when the cops showed up, he just handed them the gun and like gave himself up. But he killed 16 people over 4 days. And,
Jesus. If you don't think evil exists.
Yeah. Okay, we just talked about this one in the births, but on this date in 1997, Mr. Jacques Cousteau passed away. On this date in 2009, Farrah Fawcett passed away. And on this date in 2009, Michael Jackson died.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's a pretty busy day.
It was a pretty busy day. And that is it for old business. So we'll take a break real quick.
And be back.
What do you think our bump? What do you think we should hear?
Oh, man.
Either a Michael Jackson.
I'd rather Prince personally.
Prince or George Michael.
I don't know. Find a medley of the three.
We'll see you shortly.
Night. Something strange is going on. You see that movie, Night of the Living Dead?
Sure.
They ship those bodies here. Well, say hello. The dead have risen from the grave.
How many did you say?
100.
And now the question is, how do we get them back into the ground?
Bert, Frank, we have a little problem.
Four left, 10 right. No.
Puzzle. Because technically, you're not alive.
Why do you eat people?
Not people. Brains.
How do you kill something that's already dead?
Well, how do I know, Fred? I don't know. Let me think. It's not a bad question, Bert. In that movie, they destroyed the brain to kill him. Is that what they did?
The brains, right.
Brains.
Military is nervous.
How was your day?
Usual crap.
The police are confused.
send more cops.
It worked in the movie!
Well, it ain't working now.
Are you in the movie line?
It's not a bad question, Bert. It's not a bad question, Bert. It's not a bad question, Bert.
The Return of the Living Dead.
We're back.
Yes. And now it's time for a little new business.
All right.
Okay. To start things off with, Brian De Palma, best known for movies such as Scarface, Dressed to Kill, The Untouchables, Blowout, and Mission Impossible, has come out and said that he is working on a horror film based upon the Harvey Weinstein sexual abuse and harassment drama. Essentially, he's writing a film about the scandal. It's not going to, the character, lead character's name isn't going to be Harvey Weinstein, but
would be awesome if it was.
It will be a horror film with a sexual aggressor, and it takes place in the film industry. So he is riding the coattails of the Me Too movement and making a horror film for the women that want blood.
You're like, it won't say Harvey Weinstein. Did you remember Ollie G?
Yeah, I love Ollie G. He's awesome.
When Ollie G was like, When he was like messing, he's like, "Yeah, I got a great idea for a movie." He's like, "I'm James Bond." James Bond, and they're like, "James Bond's already been made." He's like, "No, no, not like this. I'm a secret agent who flies around the world boning chicks." It's like, no, that's what James Bond does. And he's like,
okay, so as you know, we're currently seeing the work done on the Terminator sequel, which is set to take place after Terminator 2. So we're bringing Linda Hamilton back. She's actually going to be in this sequel. And we got some images recently of Linda Hamilton on set doing her thing, the world's favorite helicopter mom. She's going to be back in it. But what I found interesting is I also found an article showing that it's looking like they're going to attempt to bring back the actual Edward Furlong character, all right? But it's going to be CGI-based. Tell me, I want to get your opinion on this. This photo was released on Twitter the other day. This is going to be the body double used for the Ed Furlong CGI, and this is going to be the body double used for the Schwarzenegger CGI.
Okay.
So we're going to have two characters that are basically going to be have their heads that are CGI for the movie. What's your opinion on that? And I'm like, when I read this today, and I was like, I don't know if I want to see this.
Who's making it? Cameron?
No, it's not James Cameron. It's, what's his name from Deadpool? Tim Miller.
I don't know. Deadpool has some really good CGI in it, but at the same time, it also had some not so good CGI.
Right, yeah, the Juggernaut thing, the fight scene.
If it was Cameron, he's kind of a pioneer in that whole thing. I mean, that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know, the CGI in Star Wars, for example, in Rogue One, like, Tarkin looked really good. Leia looked kind of fake. Right. So,
you know, I honestly think that they could have got Furlong to do this again and actually made him look younger with the same
effects.
Same effects, right. Yeah. And where he could have been there with Linda Hamilton as well. Maybe. I just don't know what to think about it. It's just odd to me.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that today, and I was like, what? Okay, let's travel.
Well, real quick, let me
go ahead.
Say, since I mentioned Star Wars, did you hear, and this happened today, which is a couple weeks from when the episode's going to land, the girl, I can't think of her name, are you Googled right now?
No.
She was the one who played Finn's girlfriend, the Asian girl,
yeah,
in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
She had to delete her Instagram because she's getting so much hate mail.
For what?
For her role in Star Wars.
She hit Finn's ship?
Because all the haters don't like her. Don't like her character.
This is so ridiculous.
And the poor girl has been forced. I mean, and I'm thinking, okay. Well, first of all, Star Wars fans are the worst, right? Because somebody on Twitter pointed out, it's like, this is the same fandom who made Jake Lloyd go insane. who made Hayden Christensen stop acting? Who made George Lucas stop making movies? It's like everybody hates on everything. But okay, you think about this girl. She, first of all, she probably went to an open call or an audition. they're like, cool, you got the part. And then she showed up for work, and they put her in costume, and they handed her a script and said, read these lines. And she did her job. And she did it well. You can debate whether, you know, the story should have gone in a direction, or what they should have done, or whether it should have been Empire Strikes Back Part 2 or whatever. But none of... whether the movie succeeded or failed, or... like, she didn't walk in and, like, take a dump on the floor. I mean, she played a part in a movie, and it was a good one.
Right.
But people hate on the person who played the
character, because they don't like the character.
Because they don't like the character. People suck, dude. Yeah, people really suck. So... I don't know, maybe Edward Furlong was like, I don't want to deal with this shit.
All right, let's go down to Florida. How long has crystal meth been around? Crystal meth is one of the more recent actual new drugs that we've come out with, you know?
I think it's been around for a long time. I just don't think it's been as prevalent as it is now.
Because Dateline, Florida, of course. This 40-year-old woman was arrested for possession of crystal meth. Okay, May 26th. They got a tip. Woman was sitting in her car on the side of the highway. Police arrived. She only had her Florida ID. She didn't have a driver's license, but she was driving. Searched her car and discovered crystal meth in a plastic bag and purse. They also found unused bags, which they figured she was probably actually selling and everything. So, 40-year-old on her license. 40-year-old Crystal Methvin. That's not a made-up name. Methvin. Crystal Methvin.
She was born for her role.
Now, I'm wondering, was crystal meth not popular at that time? Where her parents had no idea
that
the child would ever be associated. But talk about, you know, just setting your path in life.
Yeah, I don't think crystal meth would have been around in the 70s when she was born. So if she's 40, then she would have been born in like 78.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Crystal Methvin.
License and registration, no.
But it reminds me, you know, I had a neighbor once. I was outside doing yard work, and I knew my neighbors had a daughter named Anna. I knew that Mr. Smith's last name was Mr. Smith, and I'm outside doing the yard, and his wife comes out looking for Anna, and I hear her holler, Anna Nicole!
Oh.
And I'm like, their last name is Smith. And the girl was like 12. They knew who Anna Nicole Smith was when this child was born. Yeah, I used to live next door to Anna Nicole Smith.
Man.
Okay, that's it for our new business.
Awesome.
You want to talk about the Miss America?
We'll talk about that in the next one.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, this is a little bit different. We are going to go from here. We're going to cut and go straight into our podcast that we did on the floor of Comic Palooza. In this podcast, we are joined by local writer Jay Mazur and Jessica Rainey. We also had the guys on from the I Am Geek podcast. We had the guys from the Gentleman with No Class podcast. And we had Amy from Yes But Why podcast. And we had Chris from Dudes and Beer podcast. Now, a little backstory on this. Basically, Chris and Amy were coming into town to do a panel on podcasting, and they invited me to join in. So that earlier that morning, we had sat in on a panel and met the guys from, you know, the other podcasters. And at Comicpalooza, there's a booth where you can sit down and you can record your show, and you can just interview people walking by. If you happen to chance upon a celebrity that wants to, you know, say hey, or whatever, you can pretty much do whatever you want to for the hour that you've got. Well, I was not aware that I was on this calendar. In fact, I was only there to do that panel, and then Amy pulled out her phone and she was like, "Oh, hey, look, you're on the schedule for 2:00." To which I replied, "What?" So I didn't really have much prepared. We sat down and just round-tabled it with these other guys and girls and had a grand time just talking about fandom in general. So without further ado, we're going to go straight into that, and then you'll hear some music, and then you'll hear silence, and that'll be the end of the show. So we'll see you next time, guys. Keep it scary.
Later.
What kind of evil ass dresses up as a blind man?
It legit pretends to.
Just
do
to pretends to be blind all day.
Really blind.
You could just have a cup with you too.
Did you find that?
What, this?
Yeah.
I pulled it out of the trunk. I was like,
I
going to
say I pulled it out of the trash, and I was gonna be like, bro, that's not okay. Don't do that.
All right, well, here we are.
Yeah.
This is episode something of the Scary Dad Podcast. Once I publish it, it will have a number on it. We are here at Comic Palooza in the booth that yours truly did not know existed until about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
So, with no notes, no content, totally winging it. But luckily, we got friends.
Yeah.
There's folks that want to chat.
Absolutely.
So, we're here with Chris and Amy from Dudes and Beer and Yes But Why. And
we're gonna
be pulling in other podcasts.
Randos.
What's up, y'all? As soon as y'all are ready to jump on, we're gonna talk about the whole thing.
We got a little circular mic, so we think we go that.
Yeah.
You guys can, I was like, you're welcome to come around if you want.
I did check the volume on this. It's given the ambient noise, just speak up a little bit.
Okay.
You don't have to get in like that. You just make your voice heard.
So this is why I'm not talking like this.
Probably.
We can perfection.
So we got who all do we got here? Who's representing? We got I Am Geek Podcast.
Yeah. We're with Gentlemen No Class.
Gentlemen No Class. All right, and we are all at Comic Palooza today. So other than the fact that you're a podcaster promoting your podcast, which we'll get into shortly, what attracts you to the Comic Palooza? Is it the comics, the toys, the spectacle, the ancillary stuff? What?
Yes.
All of the above?
Yeah. Okay. It's a lot of fun. This is my first one. I'm Chris from I Am Geek, or Patron, I guess is what you call me. But I think seeing everybody dressed up, seeing all the things to see, like the comics and the artwork, and meeting other podcasters is cool. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun so far.
This is like a strange dream come true, because like Chris and I have known each other for 25 years, and we were the dudes at the Holiday Inn. Back when people like McFarlane would show up and sign for free, and there would be nobody there, the only female within 100 miles worked there.
Yeah.
You know, there was no cosplay.
Telling us we can't do that. You can't do that here, sir.
Yeah. But it's come a long way in the last, few years. It's been great. This is the 10th anniversary, so they're really kind of blowing it out.
Yeah, I really like how they have this Comic Palooza podcast partnership program, like letting everybody do this, and everybody's kind of supporting each other and getting in, and we're glad that we stopped by y'all's workshop this morning. It was great. We're really loving this. Getting talking to everybody and getting new information. It's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, and I mean that's what gets me more than anything else. Since the ages of Billy and I going to those things years ago, it was the community. It was the waiting in line and talking about your favorite characters, your favorite stuff, the stuff that you just nerd out on. But even this morning, being in the panel, like being there with like nerds of nerds, like I'm an AV guy for a living. Like we sit around and talk jargon like no other, right. To sit around and talk about stuff like that we're all quite obviously passionate about. Same thing as this, the people that are dressed up, the artists, the writers, the authors, everything else, they're all passionate about what they do. And it just, you walk through the door and it just exudes that.
You
literally do walk into a palpable energy whenever you walk into these.
Yeah, people are like excited to do what they're doing. I love it. I love looking at the artists and seeing their kind of style, and then I like even going up to artists I don't know. Like, I have no idea who they are, but you see somebody who's like, sir, this is amazing. And I'm just like, that's so cool. Like, how amazing that this interaction gets to happen.
It is crazy, too, because, again, people, Jim Lee, Todd McFarlane, those guys, no line, sign in for free. They're just like, oh, thanks, I'm glad you like my book. At the time, Jim Lee, I think he was like 25 or something.
Yep.
Like the number one book in, the world that had ever been written. And he's just like, hey, what's up, y'all?
Yeah.
Just,
it's going.
Oh, you have that one, too? Cool.
Yeah, I remember I hung out one time with Dwayne Turner for like 35 minutes while he ate his sandwich. Because there was like, I was just sitting there and we were talking stuff. He's like, you mind if I eat? I'm like, no, go ahead. And it was just a slow con that like people trickled into all day because it was rainy. But it was like, dude, I'm totally just like chilling here with the freaking artist Wolverine right now while he's eating a sandwich. Like, what is that even about? Like, yeah, just mind-blowing things like that where it's like, wow.
Yeah, cons are like the last bastion of like where people can just go and nerd out and not be judged, and everybody can walk around and just be super nerdy all the time.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, if you don't come to one, you got to come at least once, you know.
Yeah.
But I was telling them earlier, we got Jay and Jessica showed up. There's some local, some writers as well.
Yeah.
And we'll talk some more in a minute, but My poor wife, she's not into the geek. She likes the movies, you know, but that's about as far as she goes. But between the horror stuff, the action figures, the podcast, the comic books, the events, you know, all the, you know, the traveling to go up to Frightmare, and she's just got this like this look. And then like I was joking around with her the other day, and I remember when I was a kid, I used to play D&D, and there's some D&D groups. That would be fun. And she's like, no. I was like, with all the other geeky stuff, that's where you draw the line. She goes, it's not the line. It's where you're going to be on freaking Thursday night now.
Yeah. I don't want you to... It's a commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need to level up that cleric.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah, that's not like, hey, I'm going to go for a couple hours. It's like, I'll be gone for a campaign.
Well, yeah, there's a
see you on Saturday morning
to that too. It's not like, oh yeah, maybe I'll swing in.
Well, that and just the investment in dodecahedra to begin with.
In the dice.
Finding a respectable dodecahedron that people aren't going to laugh at you about, you know.
Still,
that's,
you know,
tough enough.
We were talking earlier about almost the same thing. We were talking about how you're like, where now it's another place that I'm going to go. Chris and I invented our podcast so we had social lives. Like,
yeah,
we were like too busy doing the work stuff that we were doing,
yeah,
him and the AV and me teaching theater, and it was like, yeah, I'm not going to do anything. And then it was like, make a podcast. It forces you to talk to people.
Yeah.
It's very helpful.
I started Dudes and Beer so that literally I would get out of the house once a week and talk to people that did not do AV for a living.
Yeah.
So it was like, I need to have like beer and hang out with like men my own age outside of the workplace. This is a revolutionary idea.
Yeah.
I got into it because I was just by myself in the garage making shit. And I was like, there's got to be somebody else who likes doing this too. Like, I can't be the only one. And come to find out, there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
So that was neat.
What brought you guys into it over here at I Am Geek?
I 2 years ago, became a stay-at-home dad.
Mm.
All of a sudden, after 16 years of being in the workforce and having a job every day, my wife got a job here in Houston. We moved here. We have a 3-year-old and now a 9-month-old.
Ooh.
And I was like,
congrats.
I need to talk to adults.
That's what I do, you know, too.
I'm like, I can't, like, there's only so much, like, Netflix cartoons and stuff that I can take.
You gotta watch quality. You gotta watch quality.
And I'm just like, I'm like singing the songs to like Aquanauts or whatever during the day. And I'm like, I need like adults. So I call my brother, who's an animator, who's done like,
oh nice,
in a bunch of movies you've seen. He's the guy that makes them. X-Men First Class. All those, he's the guy. And I'm like, you know all these animators, you know all this stuff. Let's just get on and talk about all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it anyways. We call each other and talk about it. I'm like, we should record this and put it out there because there's other people who want to know. And then my friend Katrin here, you know, we were in a band in college. We've stayed friends over the years. I'm like, join with us. You're an IT guy. You know all this stuff.
Nice.
Let's just have fun together. And it's sort of, we're on episode 57 now.
Yeah. We just recorded it, 57.
Just moments ago. And we've had like, you know, like you guys were saying, like our first few episodes, like five people listened to it.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's grown, like our biggest episode is like 700 or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Because of a viral video from somebody.
Yeah. Lucas, a spider creator.
Who cares what it's about? Yeah. You guys have
a damn.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You ever look at the podcast map and see like who's listening?
to hear stuff.
Yes.
Like,
oh yeah,
listening to me Tokyo. In Yemen.
Oh no,
someone in Yemen.
I had two episodes banned in Iraq.
Oh, congratulations.
Good job.
Right? Yeah. I've actively been banned by the internet already. I had that. We were quite popular in Russia for a long time. Right now, Ireland.
Before the election, it was so good.
Yeah.
But just
recently, the network.
Call Mueller and let him know.
The network, a third of our listeners are coming from Ireland. It's like, yo, we apparently got people in Ireland listening to us on the regs, folks. Like, it's pretty wild to go through and see all that kind of stuff.
It was Tokyo for us.
Yeah, we're big in Tokyo for some reason.
Yeah.
And to think that those people,
yeah, everybody's big in Japan.
Those people in those other countries sought out people like y'all. Like, that is not fun. That they're out there going like, man, no one is like me.
Don't.
What's gonna happen here in Moscow? There's just everybody doesn't like this stuff. And then they listen to your episode and they're like, finally, somebody who speaks my language, as it were.
And then the people in Iraq found out that there was chewable Adderall for 5-year-olds from the FDA, and we get banned. We get banned. What's that about? But what got you guys into it?
We just like to, you know, we would have parties and all of our friends would end up sitting around a table and beer starts flowing, insults start flowing. And just four friends have been friends for a long time. We've been at bands together and Jake, it was actually Jake's idea. He was like, let's do a podcast, you know, where we can just do this and let it, that way if you're not sitting around that table, you still get a piece of it, you know. So,
so what really happened was, like, actually, first episode dropped in 2016, Convoluted Day, right? But we were all in bands. I did the married and kids thing, and the band stopped, and it was just like one of those things, like, I need to get some content out there. I need to express something. And I talked to Paul, Rob, and Raph, and I'm like, let's just set up a podcast, you know? And it just rolled that point on.
Yeah.
You know, to really just get to talk about pop culture, paranormal stuff. That's something that we all love. And been doing it since.
Yeah, it's just a stepping stone for our first, world domination, because we want to do a brand.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to do stuff like Filton's
Y'all saw my plan for world domination, right?
Yeah. I've got one too.
Oh, hey, dude!
I thought this wasn't a competition.
Yeah.
Now it's a competition.
This is not ideal. Don't disclose it.
This is our get rich slow.
That's right.
I am not at all trying to dominate.
Slow and steady wins the race.
That's the plan right there, bro.
You have the photo of an evil plan.
Yeah.
He does.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Other than dominating the world,
until you put it on paper, it's not real.
I feel like something that is being repeated by everybody is that it's tough to make friends as adults. There's a lot of stuff for kids to find people and connect them, but as adults, we're like, I don't know. Could I ask you if you like the same things that I do? No, that's weird. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, if I find out you have a podcast about this, it's like, great, we have a connection. I don't feel super
I'm totally
awkward.
Into you. I mean, you're cool. You want to hang out?
Yeah. Man, it must be so much weirder if you're single, though. Sorry, everyone who is. I can't even imagine the weird, like, podcast pickups. Oh, so...
You know, and get ready for it. If you haven't done a lot of live episodes yet, out at events, get ready for it. It does happen. I know our PR girl, whenever we went and did the Mikamoto auction, straight up, guy came up in the middle of like our fourth hour of broadcast. We normally do like 5-6 hours, and this guy just comes up. A tells like the most racist joke in the world without invite. Just comes up to the table, hey, what do you call this? I'm like, okay, well, there's no not hearing that now. So yeah, we're live, folks. There is no bleep button here. And then he proceeds to hit on our PR girl. Like in the middle. So what time are you off? She's like, never. I work all the time. I'm never off. These guys go home. I don't.
Yeah.
I stay here and watch the gear all night. So you come across all kinds of wild stuff at live events. It's so much fun. Like, live is where it's at for me. I love doing the live stuff.
And that's why this is recorded. Yeah. So if somebody comes up and says that, I can cut that out.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It got snipped out in post production. But whoever was tuned in live on the Dudes and Beer app, oh, they heard every bit of it.
Yeah, but it was disturbing.
So is there anybody here you're standing in line to see? You going to see Spider-Man, Tom Holland?
You know, I don't know. I can't justify spending the money to go see a person.
Yeah.
It's just a person. You know, I mean, it's cool that they're here. I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. I almost spent the money to go meet, like, get an autograph from Peter Mayhew, but no.
I've got a trick for you. The first Star Wars celebration I went to, I've never been to anything like this before.
Yeah, maybe
I didn't know you had to buy like tickets to see these celebrities. And so there was like I could sit up over there and I see Peter Mayhew and I'm like, Chewbacca. And I just walk up and I'm like, hey, let's talk. You know, do you want an autograph? I'm like, that would be great. And then his handler comes around the corner, where's your ticket, sir? And I'm like,
I bought it outside.
Yeah. I just turned around and just walked away. Just pull that. He's really nice.
Yeah, I've heard he's awesome.
He really is nice. He's from right
there.
No, I think he lives in Austin. Oh, he lives in Austin, does he?
About that.
We'll have to find him when we go home.
Do your Google foo and go knock on his door.
I am a Google stalker, dude. I will find him.
I'll tell you, you have the greatest person I ever saw.
He is a stalker.
It used to be my job to find guests for my hosts online. So.
He's like, you can make a stew out of that.
Nice.
He was so pretty.
Nice.
I was taking my pictures before, like, Carl Weathers. He's like, he was dumb, but he was great.
I mean, we were at Frightmare, and I don't know who it was, but somebody was apparently, I guess it was you, that was like, you were trying to take clandestine selfies, and they were like, stop doing that.
That's all. Okay, you have the professional photographs, which are about whatever, $1,000. But the table selfies for $100, I don't get that. So I should be a narcissist and pretend I'm fixing my hair. He's doing it, and Billy Zane coffee doing it.
Billy Zane?
Side.
Nice.
That's so he was the only one that day.
I'm wondering how much do the actors know like how much they're charging, or do their managers set the prices? Do they know that they're charging almost $200?
I mean, they have a sign in front of them. They do set the fees, but I mean,
yeah.
I don't begrudge them the money.
If you can pull it, you pull it. I mean, I'm sure, quite honestly.
It's probably, especially once you get to that point and your SAG and everything else, it may very well be based on your day rate of scale. Like conglomerately, they need to be able to meet like, hey, I'm there signing for 2 hours. You need to meet 2 hours of my rate of scale to be on screen.
That's true.
That makes perfect sense
to
me.
Plus, you have to pay the handlers and the people to get them there, and all the different things.
That kind of, I'm sure, sets the price as well as like, yeah, I've been in like 85 movies this year. You know, like we did 85 Twilight sequels this year. So, you know,
it's supply and demand. If you're gonna pay it, they'll take it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If you want to give me any amount of money to take a photo of me, I will accept it.
The one I almost paid for a couple years ago was Stan Lee, because it was $100 for like that and a picture, and I literally wanted him. I have this baller Spider-Man shirt that I've had. I got it at Walmart. Everyone that sees it's like, where'd you get that? I'm like, in Walmart in like 2001 when the movie came out. It was $10 and you can't find them anywhere now. But I wanted him to sign that in silver and like put it up in a jersey frame or something.
Nice.
Me and my wife my wife's a big fan of, like, I am too, like Arrow and stuff
that.
She loves Stephen Amell.
Mm-hmm.
I barely got her back from him. So, 1 year it was like Stephen Amell, John Barrowman, and the guy plays Diggle. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
And so it was Valentine's Day. And so we actually did this picture.
Oh, nice.
So you can see. So she
awesome. She's with all the guys, and I'm standing to the side. Basically.
She's getting all the love,
yeah,
and
she
you're
gets
getting
all the love from all of them. And I'm just by myself on the side.
Yeah, I can't let my wife meet Walton Goggins while we're here. We need to leave before he gets here.
Oh,
you gotta, you gotta get away from Boyd Crowder. He's
I have
trouble.
A short list of people that I'd pay money to see. I'd pay money to meet Nathan Fillion and Kevin Smith and Mark Hamill.
Totally.
That's
and
about
those
it.
Those are all gonna cost you about $1 million.
Yeah. And see, like, literally, the only reason I didn't do the Stan Lee thing was because, back in the day, he was in a signing line. I have like 3-4 things signed by Stan Lee already. Like, I didn't have to pay $100. I paid $30 and got into the Comic-Con and got stuff signed by like Matt Wagner and him and all kinds.
I would stand in line for Linda Carter.
Yeah.
I would crawl on a broken glass.
I would
kind of close to that.
Sewer water.
Yeah.
And Trump's wet.
I would crawl through sewer glass.
Linda Carter.
Yeah.
And then cry.
Yeah.
Like just crawl and sob.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going to meet Walton Goggins. Yeah. Because I'll be like, that'll be it.
I would wait for Gal Gadot as well.
She's
pretty
badass. Any amount of money, if I have it.
Yeah. She'd probably command about what Tom Holland does.
She does.
More. It's like she's 125. She's done like one con this year. Not that I stopped her, no. But like 125, and I would gladly pay it. I mean,
I would pay that.
She's meant to.
I'd add Ryan Reynolds onto my short list. I'd pay Ryan Reynolds.
And two women in general.
I'd pay $100 to like see Gallagher squash a watermelon, like right there at a booth where it's like, where it's totally just like a Gallagher selfie booth, you know, where it's like, take a selfie with Gallagher. Splat.
I feel like it'd be way less than $100. Yeah. You have to bring your own watermelon.
Yeah.
$35 and
it's
bring
true.
Your own watermelon and you can
it's
take
true.
A picture with Gallagher smashing.
Yeah.
But not only being like a Wonder Woman fan from, like, I remember being a kid and watching Wonder Woman when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and then, so growing up and being, you know, comic fan, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, whatever, but then when my daughter was little, she was all about Spider-Man, and she loves Spider-Man and Batman. My wife was like, dude, she's a girl. I was like, I don't care, she'll figure it out. Like, she's two, she doesn't give a shit.
Well, and especially Spider-Man right now, girls and boys are loving this guy because, you know what, he's a kid,
right?
Yeah.
And he's in school and everything he does is relatable to kids.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Yeah. I think that's why everybody likes Peter Parker, right?
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man's you.
Yeah, he's the ultimate
Everyman.
He's a
kid, yeah.
And he's really good at it. Like, Tom Holland's a good Spider-Man.
He is. Yeah.
He's a gymnast, and I mean, he's the best one that, I mean, as far as the screen Spider-Mans go, most accurate representation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's done a great job so far.
Yeah, and
I have no complaints about anything he's done.
But yeah, Juliet really,
She discovered Wonder Woman. She was like 3, I guess. And she's like, who's that? And I was like, that's Wonder Woman. She's like, she's a girl? It's like, yeah. She's like, I'm a girl. I was like, yeah, you are. She's like, sold. And
yeah. It's wild. Yeah.
My niece is 7, so I flew to North Carolina and took her to see Wonder Woman.
Nice.
I mean, I've been a fan since day one. We had like matching bracelets.
Dope.
You know, I'm crying through the whole movie. The first time I saw it, I'm just crying through the whole thing. At the end of it, she's like going like this through the whole movie, like fighting, and she says, hey, do you think Wonder Woman's real? I'm like, what do you think? She's like, I think she is, and I think that's really Wonder Woman. Like, you're right, she is. I mean, like, that meant something to us.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, people don't get, maybe, or like, yeah, it was okay. How can you say that's an okay movie? That's like one of the greatest superhero movies I've ever seen.
It was awesome.
It was a good movie.
And what it means to people, and I think Black Panther hits that same note, like, what it means to you.
Yeah.
And everybody's had that one superhero movie where you're like, okay, that it means something. And I think that's what's great about it, right?
Yeah. I think that's super important for little girls. As a father, I have 2 little girls. So I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. And my 8-year-old is absolutely, she liked Wonder Woman. She didn't really like latch onto it though. Her big thing is she's a huge Carol Danvers Captain Marvel fan. The movie's not out yet.
Yeah.
She's only ever seen her I downloaded the Marvel Contest of Champions app on her little iPad, and she's terrible at it, but she plays it, and like she, like one of the first pulls that she had was Captain Marvel, and like that's, she is just focused solely on her. It's awesome.
Nice.
And it's because she had no context of it, and so we started, you know, I downloaded some comic books on the, you know, the Marvel Unlimited, and she flips through them on her iPad. She's absolutely in love, and it's awesome because strong female lead and front characters are so crucial to, especially nowadays for little girls growing up, to know that they have somebody they can relate to. As a father, it makes my heart swell every time. You know, it's just super important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, well, I made, I'm glad I stopped mid-project because my goal was I was going to make her a sword and a shield. And so I made her a shield. It's a wooden shield. It's about this big around. It's got the Wonder Woman logo on it. And so my wife's like, what are you doing? What are you making? I told her, and she's like, it's like to hang on the wall. I was like, no, it's for her to play with. Because they did, this was before the character blew up, so you couldn't find anything. There was no Wonder Woman toys. And so I made her a shield, and I was specking out the sword. Well, then my neighbor across the street has a little boy that's like 3 months older than her, and he's rough and tumble and kind of aggressive, but so is she. And he had Ninja Turtle foam swords, and she got a hold of one of those, and he swiped it across and hit her sword with it. So she turned around and pulled down her mask and just chased him down the street and beat the hell out of his kid. Had him, he turned tail and ran, and she's chasing behind him, just whacking him in the back with his sword. And I'm looking at it like heart bubbles just floating. My wife's like, you can't give her a sword made out of wood. I was like, that's, yeah, I'll get her a foam one.
Yeah. I'll cover it in a pool noodle.
But yeah, man, she gets the...
Well, I remember just a couple cons ago whenever she came as Hawk Girl. Your Hawk Girl outfit, Hawk Girl. That was one of them that actually, like, whenever you put it up on what was it?
On Twitter. On.
But it was on, not Makeable.
Instructables.
Yeah, Instructables.
Yeah, yeah, that one almost went viral. It was close.
Yeah.
Made her a Hawk Girl costume.
Nice.
She liked the Justice League cartoon, and she wanted to be Hawk Girl. I'm like, you can't. It's not easy to find Hawk Girl costumes. Yeah. When you tell anybody that your kid likes Hawk Girl, they're like, Hawk Girl? That's weird. I'm like, no, the Bird Lady. Like, oh. So I made her a mask, made her a mace, and it's really cool. I still have it in my office,
yeah,
like hanging on a. It's like out of a comic book. It's like hung on a hanger. It's pretty neat. She walked around here getting free autographs.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Everybody,
yeah,
everybody was like, "I want to come here." So it was pretty neat.
That's so great.
Well, and that's what I love is the way that people get the kids involved. Everything else, like we were saying earlier, we can't wait till Dalbus is old enough to come, be able to get him involved and walking around the geekdom.
Build a big Dalek out of his stroller and just bring him up.
Right?
And you know,
this,
the coolest
this is probably the single greatest t-shirt I've seen
that is
all
cool.
Weekend.
Oh, yeah. Lando shirt. That's so great.
It's so great. Show me your shirt.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Item from Rip T Apparel.
That's all right.
Yeah,
I went and saw Solo
Group T Apparel.
Night.
Group T Apparel.
Oh, is it? It's good.
No spoilers. I'll give you a rating. I gave it a 7.2 out of 10.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. It's
7.2,
fun.
7.2, I appreciate
it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a lot to get a 10 out of him, so
it's not that hard to get a 10 out
of him. Uh-oh.
Green Lantern, you gave a 10?
What did I give Avengers Infinity War?
9.8, I think.
9.8, I gave Avengers.
Well, right. Yeah, that's but right. Come on.
I mean, it was kind of beauty on film.
So.
Sheesh.
Yeah, Avengers was...
Infinity just the came, scale of that.
Well, that came out in like the early 90s. So
yeah.
That's a 25-year-old story.
It was 91, yeah.
You know, it was that good that they haven't written a story since then that really wants to stay relevant, but Infinity still stays. So.
Yeah, I mean, they've done different iterations. They've done Infinity War. They did it one 5 or 6 years ago to see, what was it called? The not Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, there was Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity Crusade.
Yeah.
Warlock and the Infinity Watch.
The Guardians of the Galaxy. Because Nebula's the one that. That's in the first. There's. It's such a good story. I'm really interested to see where they take the rest of these movies.
Yeah. I think the genius really is the. Taking the 20 years, because the people who got the comic book as a kid are now the adults, are like buying the shirts and doing
I didn't have money to fund all that.
You could probably attest to some of that being right up there in that age range where these comics came out. And these movies coming out now,
it's
the same reason why we had phones that flipped open, because the engineers watched Star Trek and they were like, dude, we get to design a freaking communication device. It's gonna flip open. Like, it did not have to flip open whatsoever. And even the designers said that. And they were just like, no, we just totally wanted to make something like Star Trek.
All of the cool kids are gonna walk around with the flip open communicator.
That's right.
So fuck you.
It's totally the fact that now we have the chance to bring these stories that we love to life.
Dead air, huh?
What's that? It's like the lunchroom in high school. Yeah. Remember that? That was that creepy sensation where everything would just go quiet for a second. Yeah. Like,
the lull. Where did that?
Everybody just decided to stop talking at one time.
Who's about to get their ass kicked?
That was great.
Where's the food coming from?
Yeah, watch out. Oh, man. What is everybody, like, what's the next thing you're going to do? What's the thing that you're headed to look at or that you're interested in checking out next?
We haven't really walked the floor that much.
Yeah,
they just got done
in the podcast room that we were just in.
I'm going to go look, check the dollar boxes for Wonder Woman, Shazam, and old horror comic books.
Nice. I found some for you.
Oh, cool. Where at?
On?
That way.
Yon direction.
Perfect.
I'm looking for solid PVC figures for my son.
I'm going to a panel to stalk Joe Lansdale.
Nice.
So I'll go do that.
Nice. Stalking is excellent.
Yeah. Right. I'm really good at it, too.
I'm looking for some cool Darth Vader merch.
Come get my card, and I can do it for you.
Professional stalker.
That's awesome.
My skills.
Did you see the Make-A-Wish booth over there that had all
That's the 501st.
That's a good. That's a good skill to have.
It's
kind of like PI, private investigator, but just like the dark side of things.
You have to have an
it's like I need you to follow my wife around.
Yeah.
I need you to follow that weirdo.
I have
that stranger over there, so I don't look like a weirdo. You just be my professional weirdo.
That's one of my favorites.
Professional weirdo.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on a card.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Professional weirdo.
Yeah.
Do you need a weirdo at your next event? Please, contact me.
So Tom Holland's doing
a
panel, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think so.
Is it a panel or just a signing?
I think he's doing a panel.
Yeah, he's doing a panel.
Set him up when he starts spoiling everything.
Well, they already announced Homecoming Part 2.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an anime.
It doesn't have to be Peter Parker as Spider-Man.
No. It does not.
It's just coming to Part 2. He comes home again.
Yeah, he's not.
It could be space-time reality.
I'm not emotionally invested in it.
If they don't change stuff, the next Guardians is going to be really boring.
We've already seen, I don't know, spoiler alert, I don't know if y'all follow like set photos and stuff like that. There's been multiple set photos of the current iteration of Captain America and Iron Man and Thor at the Battle of New York from the first Avengers, talking to their, kind of offset from the... so there's obviously some kind of time travel
they have
going
like
on.
A little,
well, sure.
Have a little
I think Ant-Man is going to have a lot to do with that, too. Okay. So it's going to be interesting, the arc that they take. My guess is that it's something they're trying to collect all of the Infinity Stones for themselves before Thanos gets them. That's my guess. Speculation.
Oh, interesting.
Especially now that there's that whole concept of moving through the multiverse and all that kind of stuff, phasing through.
I just want them to stick. I saw there was a somebody did it out of video game mod, but just Ant-Man crawls into Thanos' ear and then turns his device and just pops his head off.
Right?
He just like flips out and like lands and he like looks around like what? And
I saw one meme right after the movie came out that was like in Simpsons style that showed like Skinner wearing the glove, and it was like, but Mr. Thanos, if you could change all of reality, why wouldn't you just make the universe bigger with more resources? He's just got this look of like, but...
Yeah, but that's like kill. Why would you kill around to fill the space within it?
It's
yeah,
like, right.
Let's just talk about Thanos' world domination plan. I think it's a solid one. I mean,
he wrote it down.
He posted it on Facebook.
Okay. There is a subreddit called Thanos Did Nothing Wrong.
Yeah.
If you would like to go on there, it's pretty funny.
Thanos made the hard choice.
There's another meme, another great one Reddit. It's Star-Lord going, there's six kids and three chairs. What do you do? Tony Stark's like, build three more chairs. And Thanos is like, kill three kids.
Yeah.
when you said that, he sounds like he's in a huge sexual assault, you know, or he sexually assaults somebody that named that thread.
Oh, Thanos did nothing wrong.
Yeah. That's why it's so
funny. Oh, God. It's so terrible.
I'm such a nerd. I started a website called WesleySpawn.com.
Yes, he did.
The only website dedicated to getting Wesley Snipes to play Spawn.
Because everybody loves a 55-year-old guy in a...
He's burned! You'll never know!
In a burn unit suit.
He's burned up! You'll never know!
Exactly!
Wesley Snipes has already played, man. They're talking about rebooting Blade. I don't even know who they would get. It'd be super interesting.
It's probably going to be... like the reboot and Blade, because Hollywood always has six people. It's going to be like Donald Glover.
I was just about to say that.
Hollywood's Rolodex went from like
it's gonna
hundreds
be Christian
of thousands
Hazenson.
Of people who are like potential actors to like six people that play in every movie. Have you noticed that? It sucks.
It's because those six people never sexually assaulted anyone. That's the thing.
True.
That's
five.
That's what happened.
Five. We lost Freeman yesterday.
Yeah, we lost
so many people. God.
He went marching with the penguins. Touching the penguins.
Stop with the touch.
Yeah, that's all right. That seems appropriate.
Yeah, it's gonna be like old-time Hollywood where it's six guys in everything.
Yeah.
It'll be all like, well, that's why they're in the movies.
There's just one stunt guy. Buster Keaton comes back to be
left.
Just the one stunt guy for everybody.
Yeah, they're all like, well, he was really nice to everyone.
Hey, he'll do anything. You could drop a house on that guy. He don't care.
Oh, man. So.
I mean, you're right, though. I mean, like, you look at it, Paul Bettany and Chris Pratt and Chris Evans, and Donald Glover seem to be, like, in everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's and by the way, like I've heard confirmation that they're doing a Lando solo movie.
Yep.
And a Boba Fett solo movie was confirmed yesterday, which is super interesting. And Donald Glover is Lando Calrissian in the Han Solo movie. Absolutely fantastic.
Really?
Oh, he's
absolutely.
A good thing. Oh,
he's
okay.
A good thing.
He's the 7.2. He is.
The points I deducted were from the guy that played Han Solo.
He's so attractive. What are you talking about? He's not.
I know. My heart swooned the whole time.
All right.
It wasn't super convincing, but the storyline was all right. There's a pretty good plot twist at the end. Not really a plot twist, but. It's a good one.
Just to make sure, you're not deducting any points for Amelia Clark in any way.
No.
Okay.
No, she's an A+ in that movie.
Yeah, there we go.
She's over here with like
Khaleesi. Okay, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It was 7.2. The only points I deducted because of they could have. He looks like a young Han Solo would look, but. His acting and his delivery are lackluster at best. But everything else shines around him, so it kind of brings it.
It's interesting with Star Wars how, like, Rogue One, I think, kind of set the bar.
Oh, yeah, Rogue One
but
awesome.
You go back and you watch the originals, and that acting was not top-notch.
Oh, yeah, the dialogue.
So it's like you have to... You have to give them a little bit of birth, you know, the white birth on their
fucking
head. I have a super hard time with Harrison Ford in general, so.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Empire was the best one for me. Empire is where they got everything kind of right, like the relationships, Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford are just on point with the snark at each other through the whole thing. And the same guy that wrote Empire wrote the Solo movie. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that. So, you know,
I did not know that Ron Howard directed the Solo movie.
Oh, yeah.
Until I saw Clint Howard in the movie, I was like,
Ron Howard can't be trusted. He's one of those guys, like, he can't be trusted. Like, it could go this way or it could go this way.
That's true.
And so if it goes even halfway, I'm okay with it because that's the same dude that did the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code looked like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Like the look of it, it's like, this does not look good. Yeah.
I mean, it was a book written for, like, you know, moms trying to find some excitement. It wasn't like, you know, the movie is an odd movie because the whole book is just like, oh boy, what's happening? Yeah. Oh, and they fall in love? Get out of here.
But falling in love, three all right? more times. Yeah. It's like Taken. Like, how many times can you
do yeah, no, that's what I said.
It's her fault. What does she do?
Oh, yeah. Maggie Grace or whatever.
She keeps being kidnapped. Get inside.
Yeah. Little travel tip if you're going internationally, whenever some strange dude comes up and says, let's share a cab, fucking don't.
Yeah. Just nah, I'm good.
Just don't.
I got my credits.
Yeah. Credits roll. Like,
hey, don't talk. We make that jump
all the time. I'm making really short movies with their resolvers. At the very beginning, it's like a couple, and they're like, listen, I just wish you'd listen to me more. I will. Credits.
Yeah. Like, you're right. I will. To be fair, though, to the Taken, years ago we went on vacation to Belize, so we go to Belize, we get off the air, we go to the cab to get onto the big plane to Cessna, to mainland, to taxi, to water taxi, to hotel. So between here and there, you want to take a taxi to your water taxi, and me and my friend and my wife and his girlfriend at the time, taxi's like, oh yeah, load up the girls, load up the bags, there's no room for you. We're like, the fuck are we supposed to do? They're like, oh, it's just, the landing's just like right over there. We're like, you can't just like load up the shit and the girls
our women and
drive away and leave us standing on the corner at the airport. Like, we're not doing this. Like, we're all gonna walk that few hundred feet together. But they were in the car whenever they're like, too full. Like, so they could have been taken.
That's true. I guess that's true. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a particular set of skills to get them back either.
Yeah. No.
They'd just be gone.
I got a specific set of dialing skills.
Yeah.
I know like two or three numbers.
I don't think 911 works in police.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't even know who to call.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
I think we're actually starting to come up on our time to where, I mean, we don't have a big thing to clean up, but if anybody got final thoughts and what, you know, say the name of your show, say the name of your books, you know, get up to the mic so it really comes in loud, and then we'll close it down.
Yeah, close her out.
This is Ryan from I Am Geek. You can find us at iamgeekshow.com or on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, iTunes. We're all over the place. Just check us out. We have fun.
Awesome. This is Rob and Jake from Gentlemen No Class. You can find us at Facebook, GNC Podcast, GentlemenNoClass.com. We're on all the same places, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you can find good podcasts.
Awesome.
Oh, this is Jessica Rainey and Jay Mazur. We write words, and you can find us at Denny's,
I'm Amy Jordan, and I do the Yes But Why podcast, which is about comedians. Clearly going to grab her and have her on the show. I'm glad I got to talk to everybody. Thanks for being part of it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And Chris?
I am Chris Jordan, host of Dudes and Beer, as well as the Talking Sound podcast, and owner of the HC Universal Network. I mean, you can find us just about everywhere. Let's see if I can do this real quick. iTunes, Podbean, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, our personal app on Dudes and Beer, as well as a new personal app for HC Universal. It's on the Android market right now, coming to iTunes soon. So there's probably about 15 networks that we're totally on for distro.
And I'm Billy with Scary Dad, and if you're listening to this, you know where to find me. So I'll cross-link, everything will be linked in the show notes so everybody can get together. And that's it. So until next time, keep it scary.
Yay!
Take care, guys.